and welcome to our program. Today we continue with this series with a little strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Stay tuned. As I mentioned the other day, I've been traveling this road we call Christianity for 65 years. It was October the 7th, 1955, that I received Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. It's been quite a trip, and all the way through, this Christian experience is one of the main influences in our lives, whether you're a Christian for a week or whether you're a Christian for 65 years. One of the main influences is music. Music has a tremendous influence. It's a very important issue. I remember the night I was saved, I don't remember what the preacher preached. I do remember every song they sang, "Just As I Am Without One Plea." I remember that one. "How Great Thou Art," I remember that one. I remember the songs that we sang in the little hymn book that was at that meeting. And here's a song that I hope will be a blessing to your heart as we face all the troubles and trials of today. Keep this in mind. The Bible stands.
The Bible stands like a rock, undaunted mid the raging storms of time. Its pages burn with the truth eternal, and they glow with the light sublime. The Bible stands like a mountain towering far above the works of men. Its truth by none ever was refuted, and destroy it they never can. The Bible stands though the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. The Bible stands, and it will forever, when the world has passed away. By inspiration it has been given, all its precepts I will obey. The Bible stands every test we give it, for its author is divine. By grace alone I expect to live it, and to prove it and make it mine. The Bible stands though the hills may tumble, will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. Yes, the Bible.